I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of...
I recently took a road trip to the South Dakota Black Hills and Badlands. Most of what I did was planned. Watching and photographing buffalo and other wildlife in Custer State Park and Wind Cave National Park. Seeing the dinosaurs at the Museum of Geology in Rapid City. Roaming the shops and galleries in Custer and Hill City. And, of course, enjoying some marvelous food and sampling the local brews in one of my favorite restaurants. But my favorite memory of the trip was something totally unplanned. I attended a cowboy poetry workshop in Hot Springs. Now, the workshop was part of a two-day event that featured a casual get-together and barbecue, several public performances in addition to the workshop. I learned about it from a poster I saw at my hotel, and on Saturday morning I headed to Hot Springs with no idea what to expect. I entered a conference room at the local civic center to find a room filled equally with cowboys and cowgirls, most of whom would be performing later that day. There were a few novices as well. I was welcomed by the group and told I could listen or participate as I chose. Now, knowing next to nothing about cowboy poetry, I chose to listen, and they were discussing their craft as I came in.
He said, don't have a poem over 3 minutes, because he said, you're going to lose your crowd. I mean, everybody's attention span about like that. And
that isn't true if it's a really good one.
But, yeah, but, man, he goes on forever. And but the thing is that most of the poems I wrote, I got to get them to fit on one page. If it takes 2 pages, then I got to start whittling.
Ken Cook is one who, there's no fat in any of Ken's poems. He will whittle and whittle and whittle. And, you know, you can take something and you've got to be descriptive enough to get the point across. But then you also want to cut it down to where there's no fluff. Just give the essence. And so, yeah, if you can do 5 words and convey exactly your meaning, don't use 6.
That last voice was Robert Dennis, cowboy poet, musician, and moderator of the workshop. And that part of the conversation sounded a lot like producing a radio show to me. Maybe I wasn't quite so out of place here as I thought. Throughout the day, people discussed the creative process, performance styles and techniques, doing and writing what you're passionate about. Their poetry and songs are about their lives as ranchers and the Western country and lifestyle that they love, humorous anecdotes, and changing times. They tried out new poems.
This is Kip Sorley.
My father-in-law was the second best man. He provided me my wife. I wrote this for him. He was a hard-working man, a housewife. It's called 80 Years from Town. His makeshift camp prepared, the old man settled down. Into the night he stared, some 80 years from town. A close and cloudy night weighed heavy on his camp. Its waning campfire's light, a dull and dying lamp. Beyond its final flick, his years all gathered in. From darkness, cold and thick, they told him where he'd been. He lay there in his roll and pictured up a time when words would touch his soul and leave behind a rhyme. He'd follow trails of old to find a phantom herd, where tales were lived, not told, and seldom put to word. And now again he seeks that time and place long gone, where only memory speaks to campfires dead by dawn. Perhaps it is a curse, or just old-fashioned fate, that 80 years of verse hold words now penned too late. He had been a cowhand before the fences came. He'd ridden for the brand to tend the lost and lame. He trailed with an outfit to where the herd would sell. He chewed on wind-blown grit and survived heat from hell. He'd memorized the cold, the wind and snow and rain. He'd humbly shaped his bold and tempered it to pain. He held the chill at bay with his warmest memories. They smoldered as he lay, sparking countless stories. He'd often given thought to the peers of his past. He'd claimed the code they wrought and hoped the code would last. He watched the withered flame still fending off the dark. A wisp he could not name pushed to the sky a spark. It parted clouds above as eyes closed with a smile. Those 80 years of love he cherished every mile.
And songs, which were poems set to music.
Prairie grasses sway on the hot summer days, while majestic bison graze in the afternoon haze. In the midst of Pahasapa, our beautiful black hills, the needle spires rise as if to touch the skies.
And I felt privileged to be welcomed in to get this intimate look behind the curtain at the process, business, and lives of the cowboy poets as they came together to swap poems, songs, and stories and provide support and encouragement.
The Badlands look like a painting someone set out on the plain.
I hope to return sometime, and who knows? Next time, I may have a poem of my own to share.
We all pray for rain. Cumulus clouds say...
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Fraser, and this is Close to Home.
And osprey, bald eagles fly in western South Dakota. We live in God's country, where the hills look black because of our dark green pine trees.